Hey, everybody, welcome back to Two Geeks at the Movies. I am your co-host, Chris, and as always, I am joined by my brother and co-host, Rob. What's up, Rob?
Hey there. What's happening?
Not much. We're going to have a little special mini episode, maybe mini. I don't know. I feel like we could start rambling about this stuff and make it much longer than that. But we were trying to decide just instead of doing a specific movie, this week we were going to talk about sort of where the Marvel Cinematic Universe has been going recently and where it's going in the near future. And we were trying to come up with a name. We just decided it was the state of the MCU. So, very presidential, I suppose. So, and this was my thought because I've been thinking a lot about it. If you're listening to this shortly after we record it, The Eternals just came out a few weeks ago to very mixed reviews. And, you know, in the last year, we've had Black Widow come out and Shang-Chi and a bunch of Disney Plus television shows from Marvel. And my thought just kind of wondering about where we are with it. Are we getting sick of it? Is there fatigue? Are people still excited about it? Are the movies as good as they were? What are we missing? So we just thought we'd talk about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we've kind of been inundated with it.
Yeah.
For sure. Which is strange considering that movie theaters have been pretty much closed for a year and a half.
Right. But it was incredible fortuitous timing that they had kind of shifted gears to create these Disney Plus shows. Mm-hmm. And I know it hit them in a funny time because some of them they were still trying to finish when COVID came up. I don't think it was foresight. I don't think they were like, we better get some things ready just in case the world falls apart. But it sure worked out for them.
Yeah, to have people stuck at home and be able to watch, I don't know, how many, 8 episodes of 3 different shows this past year.
Well, why don't we start with that? I know they're considered television shows, and we usually talk about movies, but it all folds into the MCU. So without getting into incredible detail and you know, huge reviews, what did you think of the shows that we have been presented so far? I think we've had WandaVision, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and Loki. Is that all those three so far? Okay.
Yeah. So WandaVision, I liked quite a bit. I think they did a good job of, and the MCU for the most part at least does a good job of changing things up and trying new and different things, and this was maybe the biggest change up that they did. Just in terms of tone and what the hell they were doing, like the fact that it was started as more or less an I Love Lucy show that at the 30 minute episode you get one little taste of what the fuck is going on here. I think it ends in sort of a typical MCU way, which it would have been maybe more fun to see them sort of stick with something real weird, but overall I liked WandaVision quite a bit. How about you?
I liked it a lot. It's definitely my favorite of the three shows that we were presented with. I like that it's sort of, and I know the sort of end battle was very Marvel-y that people had some complaints about, but I thought it was great. I like that it built from something small to something larger, and it didn't have world-ending implications, but I did like that, how that worked out.
I like that Marvel keeps introducing, I mean, you have Paul Rudd, which is great, but Catherine Hahn, like who would have thought that Catherine Hahn was eventually going to show up in a Marvel show?
Right.
But, yeah.
good casting with her. I like that they folded in some of their characters from other things, even if they were minor characters, like Darcy and I'm trying to think of his name in the show.
Ant-Man.
Yeah,
he played Kim Jong Un in.
Right, he's so funny.
The dictator. Yeah,
he's so
Randall great. Park.
That's it. Yeah, so that's fun, and I like that they introduced the Monica Rambeau character. And all in all, I thought it was fun. Yes. I liked it a lot. I liked Loki second best to WandaVision. It was a little messier. And I like the mystery aspect of trying to figure out what WandaVision was, and definitely Falcon and the Winter Soldier, easily my least favorite. I almost would say I didn't like it at all. Yeah. The more I thought about it, the less I enjoyed it.
It started out really strong, I thought, at least in terms of Sam's character.
Uh-huh.
And it did not finish on a high note.
That
was like probably the sloppiest of the bunch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, by the time you get halfway through and they're like in a nightclub dancing with Zemo, I was just, what the fuck is this show?
Yeah, there were some crazy choices made in that show. Mostly just thought it was boring.
Yeah.
Which was a bummer. And I know it was sort of a platform for making Sam Captain America. Mm-hmm. And I'd even heard that they were the guys that ran that show were possibly going to direct a Captain America movie with him in it, which worries me.
Is that still going to happen?
I don't know. I mean, I hope that they give him a movie, and I hope they continue to use the character in that way. I just hope they're – and Marvel seems to be wise enough to jump ship from these people when things go bad. Like, I don't think the Captain Marvel directors were asked back for a new movie, and it sounds like even this lady who directed the Eternals, they were pretty high on her, and all of a sudden it looks like – I mean, she was going to maybe do a Star Wars movie, and all of that seems to be out the window now.
Oh, really?
That's what I heard. Again, that's just, you know, in the rumor mill this week. But but it's nice that they're not so stubborn that they dig in their heels and say, no, you were wrong, we were right, and we're going to continue to do things this way.
Yeah.
But all in all, I think the shows have added a nice layer of things to what's going on. I guess in the end, what got me thinking about all this is Eternals came out. I have not seen it yet. Have you?
No, I haven't.
And based on the reviews and sort of the reaction and my own feeling watching the trailers, I'm interested to see what it's about. But I'm not so interested that I need to rush out to the theater to see it. I can probably wait a couple months till it's on Disney Plus and just watch it there, which is very strange of me.
I had the exact conversation tonight with Mo that I obviously everybody has gone to the movie theaters a lot less in the last year and a half. And so I'm almost sort of used to waiting for things to come to video.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if video is the right word.
You come to bastard.
To come to VHS. And but yeah, it's the first Marvel movie that even like the not so greatly reviewed Marvel movies, I'm always like, well, I got to go see this.
Yeah.
And it's the first one where I'm like, I can hold off for now.
Yeah.
Like
I'll see it eventually, but I'm just not that enthused about it.
Right.
And so here's what I'm wondering about these movies. Because I don't feel like I'm fatigued by them. I still love the Marvel movies. I love the idea of what they're doing. But I can't decide if the product has gotten stale or that, like, now the main characters that we've loved for all these years are sort of out of it, and that's where the issue is. I know a lot of people you know, there's a contingent of assholes out there in the world who want to say Marvel is, you know, everything's got to be with a woman or a minority and it's all woke. And so we don't want to go see it. And I'm like, I don't think that's the problem, but I do feel like there's something that's not clicking right now. And I hope that it turns around a little bit better, but I'm just not as excited about it as I was at one point.
Yeah. I think they've had a few that have not clicked as well, mm-hmm. or maybe like Loki. Mm-hmm. I was so excited for Loki. Overall, I liked it. But just as a personal preference, I was really hoping the whole thing would be him and Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
And it kind of changes about halfway through. And it was fine, but it wasn't quite what I was expecting or wanted. And not that I need Marvel to, and we've talked about this before, yeah. but fanboys and fangirls wanting something to be exactly what they're expecting and exactly what they want. And it's never going to be that. But I feel like we've had maybe three or four Marvel movies and shows in a row that were kind of let downs or just mm-hmm. sort of like so-so that, like you said, I feel like Tony's gone, Cap's gone, these kind of bigger characters are gone, and we haven't had sort of a good, big, fun movie or show in a while. I think WandaVision, actually I like Shang-Chi quite a bit.
I do too.
Even though the end, I feel like, got a little bit CGI messy, but it was still pretty fun.
Yeah. I'm hoping that, I know we got this new Spider-Man coming out in a couple weeks, and I think that if it's as good as it looks like it will be, I like that it has Doctor Strange in it because I feel like he could really elevate the material.
Yeah.
So I think that could really help. And certainly when we finally get to the now again delayed set of movies next year. But I'm Doctor Strange and certainly another Thor with Taika Waititi directing is wonderful to think about.
Yeah.
So hopefully that helps some. I don't know.
I think the Hawkeye show looks fun.
It does. It has kind of a Shane Black thing going on, it seems like.
Yeah, just because it's Christmas.
Just because it's Christmas. But even just sort of, maybe it was just the way they pitched it, but just sort of, I don't know, it reminds me very much of, Now, we put on just this week, Marvel released some, I don't know, like a 15-minute, I don't know what you call it, a sizzle reel, where they showed some clips from their upcoming things. And there was an extended car chase on there from Hawkeye that I think will work better in the context of the show. But it was a little generic. And I think it was made more to showcase sort of the funny banter between him and Haley Steinfeld. And I don't know. I know Jeannie was watching with us and immediately said it was stupid and didn't want to watch anymore, but that's just her. I mean, it was just a little generic. I hope there's more to it than that, because I kind of felt like that's what happened with Falcon and Winter Soldier, is things became very generic. They kind of lost the track of anything that set it apart or made it unique.
I have to kind of pick and choose what I try and convince Mo to watch within the Marvel movies and shows. And we watched WandaVision and Loki together, and she liked both of those.
Okay.
But I knew that Falcon and Winter Soldier was not going to be her. So I skipped that, and I'm trying to figure out how she's going to feel about Hawkeye, but I imagine I'm going to be watching that one alone. I will say this about the shows. The shows have been, they have the Netflix shows, And I like the first season of Daredevil, and I like Jessica Jones, and why can't I think of the name
of it? Cage.
Luke Cage. Yeah. But each one of those shows, like the middle three or four episodes were kind of a slog to get through. And it felt a little bit like homework. Like, I got to watch these because they connect to the bigger MCU, which is still a little fuzzy whether they do or not. But the newer shows on Disney Plus have not felt that way. They felt a little bit more fun. They've been a little bit tighter and shorter than the Netflix shows were.
So I know the next big thing is the multiverse.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been teased in Loki and in have we seen it again or is it just coming up?
They kind of hinted at it in WandaVision.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, because they had the Quicksilver, which turned out to be a red herring, but
sort of a weird fake out, but
now maybe this is just me. And maybe I'm just struggling to get on board with it, but I don't love the way they're handling the multiverse, and not like the creation or the implications of it. I like all that. Everybody's real excited about this Spider-Man movie, that there's a chance almost guaranteed that we're going to see Tobey Maguire and maybe Andrew Garfield in it. I don't love that.
Okay.
I'm sure it will be fun to see them, but there's something to me about if you're going to do a multiverse and you're going to have a character who is a mirror image of your character from another universe, I think it should be the same actor.
Okay.
Give them something to do to set them apart. There was a show that I didn't end up watching the whole show of, but I think it was called Counterpart. It has J.K. Simmons, and it deals with this multi-universe or this like parallel universe, and he plays two characters, one from each side of it, and they're like the stark contrast between what they do. But it's interesting because it's him, and you're not sure. There are times when you're like, is this the one guy? Is it the other guy? And how's he behaving? And what is he doing? And what are his mannerisms that set him apart? Similar, not multiverse, but that the lady who's playing She-Hulk in the upcoming TV series, Tatiana Mansley or something like that. Yeah. She came from a show called Orphan Black, where she played five different clones that all had these extremely unique personalities. Sorry, there's no levels of uniqueness. They were unique personalities. and it was just fascinating to me. But it bugs me when I'm like, Peter Parker in this universe is Tom Holland, different family, but somehow was the same name and got bitten by a spider. And I'm like, I don't understand. Why do they look different? Why are they different human beings?
Yeah.
Where like sometimes Loki was African American and sometimes he was an alligator and sometimes he was a child. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here? and sometimes Loki was Tom Hiddleston as a different Loki. So make up your fucking minds. I don't know. I have a hard time. I know it's one of those things that you just have to bite the bullet and accept it. But there's just so many things that if the butterfly effect changed everything in that universe, how did he end up even being born and being named Peter Parker and becoming Spider-Man? You know what I'm saying? Or am I just ranting here?
No, I know what you mean. And I thought about that a lot while I was watching Loki. Mm-hmm. And I eventually just had to shrug and go, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
Because the whole thing with the, what do they call it, the TVA?
Uh-huh.
Was that they, quote-unquote, clip these variants that are going to diverge from the timeline, like the predetermined timeline in such a way. Mm-hmm. But you would think that they would know enough that, like, as soon as it happened, they could go and, quote-unquote, clip it. But it's almost like, Well, they really let Alligator Loki with his little horned helmet go along for quite a while before they were like, oh, we got to stop this from going
long enough to fashion himself some headwear.
Yeah. Or Richard E. Grant, like,
right.
Became an old man. And then they were like, yeah, we're going to throw you into that weird garbage pile universe, whatever the right. hell. So, yeah, I get it. And yet, at the same time, when I saw Alfred Molina pop up, I was like, fuck, this makes me very happy.
Yeah. And
I don't know if it's, we talked about last week about M being played by Judi Dench in both the Brosnan movies and the Daniel Craig movies. Perhaps the Bond movies are a multiverse.
Who could be. That could be two different M's.
But no, I'm joking. I the point I'm making is that I don't know if this is because this will allow them to, if and when they get to an X-Men movie, they'll be able to say, okay, we really like such and such an actor playing such and such a character. We're going to pull them in, but we don't have to have Halle Berry play Storm. You know, we can just bring in who the hell ever X.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, you could pull James McAvoy and Michael Fassbender in, but then recast everybody else if that's what you wanted to do.
Or have Laura, who X-23, is that who it was?
Oh, from yeah.
Like, pull her in and have her be a character. So that's I don't know if it just gives them flexibility to pick and choose from these other. When J.K. Simmons shows up as J. Jonah Jameson, people were very excited, and I was too, because I really like that as a character. But I do agree, it might be more interesting for them to just be like, we're recasting everything, like, let's try something new and something different. Right.
Yeah, I worry that, especially with Spider-Man, that there's going to be too much built into, oh, here's fan service, Alfred Molina's here, and here comes the Green Goblin that everybody knows. Like, I would love to just see a new version. Like, what are they going to do? What interesting way could they take the Green Goblin instead of just Willem Dafoe in the Power Ranger mask? And it also messes with my head, because you think both Doc Ock and Green Goblin from those movies were killed at the end of them. So does this take place, like, are they pulling them from the middle of those conflicts? Because they're still alive and they haven't learned anything, and there's been no resolution. I don't know. It hurts my brain. My brain hurts.
Is it also, playing devil's advocate, interesting and new because this sort of thing has never been done before? And that's part of the excitement, is that it's like, well, this is crazy that we have these two franchises or universes smashing together. Like, there's something different and new and crazy to be taken from that. I don't know.
I think you're absolutely right. And I think that's why people are so excited about it, because it's different and it's new, the same way that it was exciting when Endgame came and we had all those characters pulled together for the first time in history, and how great that was. But it also, with what they're doing now, the idea of bringing in those other actors, it seems exciting right now, but it's so gimmicky that I don't know if it's going to be sustained as for the entertainment value, or if it's going to be like, oh, that was interesting at that point, but now it just seems like kind of a stupid idea. When you really sit and think about it, you're like, well, who are these guys and why does they look different? And how come Aunt May is half the age? I don't know. I hope that I'm wrong. I hope that I can get on board with it. I'm sure that I will. I'm excited for them, and I'm being picky just for the sake of being picky, but no, there's just something about it that's odd to me.
It's an interesting way to look at it, for sure.
It threw me off when I first when I watched the animated Spider-Man, the
Spider-Verse.
Yes, the Spider-Verse. And not because there were the other, like, for some reason it didn't bother me when there was Spider-Pig and there was, you know, Japanese girl with the spider robot. None of those bothered me. But the thing that got me was, why was the Peter Parker originally kind of a blonde-haired guy played by Chris Pine? And then the other one was schlubby, dark-haired Peter Parker played by the guy from New Girl. And I was like, wait, why did they change the voice? I couldn't figure it out at first. And then I was like, God, they also changed the way they look. And it just threw me off.
I like that the subtle change is the thing that bothered you, and yet
right.
black and white right. Nicolas Cage Spider-Man didn't bug you.
I don't know why I was good with that. Maybe they eased me in with the loss of Chris Pine, and then they're like, here's Nicolas Cage.
But I don't know what the hell I was going to say. Yeah. I don't know. I'm excited to see what the hell they do with it, but it's do you think we're going to get a Kirsten Dunst with like normal sized teeth? Like, is that going to be her variant? And then maybe a third one with like giant Bugs Bunny buck teeth.
And then there's just one that wears a bra.
Is that as good a place to end as
that is this has been a weird rambling episode. It's mainly just me being angry about such stupid shit.
Yeah. A middle-aged man angry about a multiverse.
I'm sorry that anybody listened to this. I owe you all a cup of coffee. Oh man, all right, let's wrap it up. If anybody's looking for us online, where can they do it?
On Facebook, where you can like us. We are on Twitter at Two Geeks Movies. And you can find us on Podomatic, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, and I think Spotify?
Really?
I don't know where the hell we are. I just put it on something and it just pushes out into the internet. Into the multiverse.
Yeah, there's... we'll have to think of what the alternate universe Chris and Rob's would be doing.
There's a version of this podcast where it sounds like you have a mouthful of marshmallows and I have a dick on my head.
So this one?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining us, and we will catch you next time on Two Geeks at the Movies.
Bye, folks.
Bye.